And on we go with some jazz.
All of me, why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you?
This summer, two exhibitions of jazz photography have been on display at the Newark Museum of Art, but they're both closing soon, so we want to make sure you know that you can still see them. The first, about the artist you just heard, Billie Holiday at Sugar Hill, photographed by Jerry Dancik, is a series of photos of Lady Day, both on stage and in her private life, during her week-long residency at the Sugar Hill Club in Newark in 1957. Just 2 years before her death. And the second is called Jazz Greats, classic photographs from the Bank of America collection. And it captures various famous artists like Ella Fitzgerald, Miles Davis, Louis Armstrong, and more at various points in their careers. But the photographers who took these pictures of the artists are as much a focus in these exhibitions as their subjects, people like Gordon Parks, Milt Hilton, Chuck Stewart, and more. With me now to discuss both shows at the Newark Museum of Art, they are closing on August 21st, so mark your calendar, are Millicent Matthews, the museum's manager of traveling exhibitions. Welcome, Millicent.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And Catherine Evans, deputy director of collections and curatorial strategies. Catherine, nice to see you as well.
Thank you so much.
Catherine, what is unique about the relationship between jazz and Newark, New Jersey?
It's a great story. I will turn this over to Millicent, who's done a lot of research on sure. Newark as a city of jazz. It was really where a lot of these artists that are featured in the Jazz Greats exhibition, in addition to the Billie Holiday show, were performing, you know, at the very active clubs. In fact, one of the additions we made to the show was a map of Newark where we located through research where these clubs had been, and so really connect the visitors to their own stories in Newark, and their sometimes their memories, sometimes it's a multi-generational group that comes through and they're learning about it. So you know, it's very deep roots. And of course with Billie Holiday and the fact that she performed right here at the Sugar Hill Club on Broad Street is just like a coming home for this exhibition. And it really has just so many layers of connection.
Millicent, what would you like to add?
I would like to add that Newark does have such a great history and jazz legacy going back to the 20s, leading even forward into today, where we still have, you know, so many venues and vestiges. We have programs, we have jazz festivals, the James Moody Jazz Festival. We have brunches, Bethany Baptist Church. Also, the North Museum of Art has had a long-running, decades-long program, Jazz in the Garden. We also share, you know, the home of Newark with the Rutgers Institute of Jazz Studies. They also have a club, Clem's Place. We have BGO, our jazz station. So it continues onward into today.
Kevin, I want to ask you about the exhibition, Billie Holiday at Sugar Hill, photographs by Jerry Dancik. So they were taken during this residency. How did Dancik get into photography, and how was he able to have such intimate access to Billie Holiday, to get pictures of her with her chihuahua, you know, in her life?
Exactly. Well, thank you for asking that, Allison. So Jerry Dancik was an established photographer. I happened to have been a curator of photography, so I knew his name from work I had done on the Photo League, which was a collective back in the 30s and 40s. So he comes out of the traditional photography training and story in New York. He's hired by Decca Records. So a lot of these photographers were doing their own kind of editorial work, but also commercial work. And he gets hired by Decca to do this gig. And that creates the foundation for the relationship, this week-long, intensive, immersive relationship. And I think part of the, you know, magic that happens between Dancik and his subject, Billie Holiday, is that she trusted him. There has to be that core piece. I think anytime you get some extraordinary photography, access is important, but it's also that she let him see her in her full sort of humanity. And I think if anything, this show really tells that story. It kind of changes the script of this, you know, immensely talented, innovative, but semi-tragic figure, and tells this much more kind of humane story with her, you know, constant companion Pepe, that her chihuahua, with, you know, her godchild, with just scenes in the hotel where she was staying. All of those things are additive, so we see more than the performer.
And Millicent, could you share a little bit more about the history of the Sugar Hill Club in Newark?
Sugar Hill Club was a really popular club in Newark, and it was owned by a gentleman named Bernie Weissman. And there is a photograph in the exhibition of she and he walking down Broad Street, and also in front of the club. It was pretty popular. There were a few other clubs on that block as well. And there's another photograph of Billie Holiday in the show where she's walking down Broad Street alone, which I assume, or I want to imagine, that she's walking back to her hotel, which was mm-hmm. the Hotel Douglas that was on Hill Street, which is really right around the corner. Sugar Hill was located across the street from Newark City Hall. So that's about the gist of what I have on the club. Mm-hmm. But she was introduced to Jerry Danzig through William Dufty, who was the father of her godchild, which is in the photo, which is in the mm-hmm. photographs in the exhibition. So it was a chance for him to meet her and learn her intimate, private side. So there are photographs of her at the Dufty's home. William Dufty was the co-author of Lady Sings the Blues that had been published the year before, and in 1956.
My guests are Millicent Matthews and Catherine Evans. We're talking about two exhibitions at the Newark Museum of Art: Billie Holiday at Sugar Hill, photographs by Jerry Danzig, and Jazz Greats Classic Photographs from the Bank of America Collection. Let's pivot to the Jazz Greats part of the exhibition. The photographer, William Gottlieb, who on the museum's website, you say, created some of the most recognized images of the golden age of jazz in the 1930s and 40s. What was Gottlieb's background as a photographer? Who would like to take that?
He was also, I'm gonna just double check, because I did do a little bit of a refresher. He was an established photographer as well. So the show Jazz Greats covers six decades of these innovative musicians, portraits of them as well, by these mostly well-known established photographers, but also those that were in, may have been amateur photographers and had access, or may have been performers themselves and were in the clubs. But Gottlieb, like Danzig, interestingly, came out of that more traditional photography background. Millicent, can you add anything to that piece?
William Gottlieb does have some pretty iconic photographs in Jazz Greats. There are photographs of Louis Armstrong, also a photograph of Cal Calloway, Dizzy Gillespie, on 42nd Street as well. And a lot of his photographs are now in the Library of Congress, so everyone can view all these iconic folks that he took as well.
Another photographer is Milt Hilton, who's kind of, Hinton. Hinton, excuse me, Mel Hinton, my bad. He's an interesting story because he was a musician as well, Catherine, right?
Yes, that's correct. And that's what's interesting, I think, really great about this mix of pictures from the Bank of America collection, is that you get that, you know, the more professional and established folks, but then you get these folks that are working in the clubs that are themselves. I think he was a bassist, right, Millicent?
Correct, he was a bassist.
And had his own quartet, and then so immediately was in the milieu and in the places that these that he then photographed. And going back to Gottlieb, I was just looking mm-hmm. again. He was also a journalist. So there, you know, folks that were in these creative spaces were really kind of had wore many hats You know, some were, as I say, more established, and others were amateurs that happened to be in those spots at that time. Just something I really like about that. So one thing that's interesting about pairing these two shows, mm-hmm. just to make a point about that, is that we have this one week by one photographer, one performer, this very sort of immersive moment. And then we have that kind of embraces this show that has six decades of multiple performers by multiple photographers. So it's a really kind of a deep dive, mm-hmm. I would say, into both, you know, this concentrated time period of 1 week, and then it's a more expansive view.
Melissa,
with Mel Hinton.
Oh, please go ahead.
Oh, also with Milt Hinton. He is also, as we mentioned, a bassist. And part of our Billie Holiday at Sugar Hill exhibition, there is a video component to the exhibition that shows a 1957 performance from CBS Studios of Billie Holiday singing Fine and Mellow. And she is joined by an illustrious group of musicians, and Milt Hinton is in that video as well. And another parallel is so many of these artists that are in jazz greats also performed in many venues in Newark, which we highlight in our map as well, the year of performance and the club or, you know, venues that they performed at. So it kind of made sense. It kind of almost was meant to be to pair these two shows because they connect in so many ways, in addition to the connection to Newark, where a lot of these musicians sort of earned their bones and came up and were discovered as well, and then went on to New York City.
Catherine, there are images of jam sessions, and I'm curious, just as a curator, what do you think the viewer gets from seeing the art in the making through these photographs?
I think you see this, I mean, nowadays, you know, with the freeze frames and all this different ways of accessing imagery, it maybe is a little less apparent, but what you were seeing when these photographs were being published was that immediacy. You were seeing something, you know, that moment. You were seeing it kind of a stop. You know, it stopped the activity. Maybe you went to that concert, maybe you weren't, you know, didn't have that access, but you could see it published in some of the magazines or in the newspapers or in the traditional media. So I think when you get, what I love about jazz and photography is they're almost a perfect marriage, innovative, immediate, kind of democratic, accessible. Mm-hmm. There's an alignment. I think that photography is particularly well suited. So whether it's a jam session that shows maybe the behind the scene or something that's in full performance, that you get all that dimensionality and texture, I think, from these photographs.
And Millicent, is there anything you wanted to add?
I just wanted to add that I think this was a phenomenal opportunity to be able to put both these shows on with, of course, Jazz Greats from the Bank of America collection and Billie Holiday at Sugar Hill, which comes through Smithsonian's Traveling Exhibition Service. The photos are kind of iconic because they're rare. They haven't been in circulation a lot. And it mm-hmm. seems to be that the Jerry Danzig photographs of this 1 week performance seems to be the largest collection of photographs of any artist at one, you know, venue of, you know, performance date. And the photographs are really phenomenal. Some of the photographs, you get to see some of the musicians on stage, off stage, and it's really great. It's phenomenal in just how jazz encompasses so many generations as well.
The two exhibitions are at the Newark Museum of Art. This exhibition ends on August 21st. The titles are Billie Holiday at Sugar Hill, Photographs by Jerry Danzig, and Jazz Greats, Classic Photographs from the Bank of America Collection. My guests have been Millicent Matthews, Manager of Traveling Exhibitions, and Catherine Evans, Deputy Director of Collections and Curatorial Strategies. Thank you for sharing so much about the exhibitions with us.
Oh, we're thank thrilled you. To do so. Come on out.
Yes, thank you for having us. And no, please do come and see the show before it closes on the 21st.